International cooperation can be key to handling health crises. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ilaria Scolia, lecturer and head of history at Aston University, looks at one time in history for an example.
In the midst of a pandemic, it is relevant to think about the case of the University Sanatorium of Lausanne in Switzerland, which was run by Swiss physician Dr. Louis Vautier from 1922 to 1953. This was an international establishment where hundreds of students and faculty from 42 countries all over the world continued their work while undergoing lengthy treatments for tuberculosis. Besides providing therapies for the disease itself and for the mental health issues that often accompanied it, the university sanatorium also tried to become a means for fostering international peace. As Dr. Vautier argued when he first proposed this establishment after the First World War, international cooperation among students and faculty facing the common challenge of disease could create among them links of affection and solidarity whose benefits will not cease to be felt. In its day, Lausanne became a beacon of tolerance, hosting, among other speakers, Gandhi in 1931. In the mid-1950s, Dr. Vautier was twice nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. To be sure, he never won. After all, in the 1930s, his project did not prevent another conflict. The discovery of antibiotics meant the end of it. And in hindsight, some elements now seem to be outdated. Yet the effects of Vautier's work can still be seen today in a broad range of initiatives, from corporate team-building activities to study abroad programs, and in the interplay of health, politics, and emotions during the current pandemic, both at the national and international levels.
And that was Ilaria Scolia of Aston University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.